We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's time to talk to Wojo. Wednesdays with Woj, our good buddy here on 97.1 The Ticket. You can hear him every day at 6 o'clock with our pal Kyle Bogey. And, of course, you can read him in the Detroit News, where today Woj has written about a lot of things over the years. He's written about curling. He's written about ice hockey. He's written about the Olympics. But I'm going to go on record and say today, for the first time in his life, Bob Winowski has written a college baseball column. True or false?
Well, 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 I believe, Jamie, that that is true.
Yes.
I've also written about college softball, and I've also written about ice fishing.
Okay.
Even when you,
and that's
even,
it. That's the list.
Even your work at the Michigan Daily, you never did any
Michigan
baseball?
Oh, no, that's true. You're right, Stoney.
Oh, Stoney. Yeah, that's true.
The I've also, you want to talk about rarefied air? I've written about a Lions playoff victory.
Now you're just making things up. All right, so Woj, before we get to sports and stuff, I got to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind. I'm seeking your advice as somebody who's lived through the same thing. In the last, I mentioned this briefly yesterday. We're going to maybe get into it more tomorrow. In the last 3 days, I have found horrifying animal remains in my backyard. Okay, we found the essentially chewed off face of a bunny rabbit.
Oh.
And then my youngest daughter, your goddaughter, who is only like 2 or 3 years old. She's actually 10. She found, and I mean, if this isn't the stuff of nightmares, you tell me. She found 2 legs of a baby deer, like a Bambi almost, attached to like the, I guess, either front or rear of the deer, and the rest of the deer was missing.
The hell are you doing over there?
But I thought this happened to you like every day.
Well, yeah, but that's part of who I am. That's not you.
You know what the amazing thing is? The deer, the baby deer, had an injury before and was cleared by the vet to actually enter your yard.
Did you see what he did there?
Let me say this. As an animal death expert for no apparent reason at my house, you have a coyote.
Yeah, no.
We thought that.
I understand that, but why is my house the dumping grounds? Why, like, you know, it's like pet cemetery, for God's sakes.
It happens, and I did have to swing by there about a week ago and drop some stuff off, too.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Sorry about that. I should have alerted you.
All right, well, Stoney alluded to it. We talked about this a little bit. You know, we know how you feel about Kevin Durant, so I'm not asking you to rate him as a basketball player, but I personally, I know you weren't on the radio yesterday, so maybe you're waiting today to do this. I was somewhat offended, honestly, at the blame game that was being played by certain members of your industry, the media, when it came to Kevin Durant, and they're trying to blame the Warriors, they're blaming Durant, it's like, can't we ever have anything where, wow, that sucked, that happened, next? Or do you see some person or some entity to blame in all of this?
I think there is blame, and I think there should be blame, because this, and listen, I don't hate Kevin Durant, I know people think I do, and he's a great player, but this is what bugs me about him. I think he heard everything. All the whispers coming out through the media that, teammates wondering why he hasn't come back yet. And Steve Kerr would have these, we think he's going to practice. Oh, he didn't really go today like we thought. Oh, and I believe he felt he had to show that, I mean, in an elimination game, that he was going to give it his all for a team that maybe, you know, or fan base that maybe was still suspicious. He's going to leave after this year. So if there's blame, again, did the Warriors like 100% clear him? Did they say like, if you go out, there's nothing worse that can happen? If they did that, which we don't know, they're 100% to blame, okay? 100%. But if not, it is kind of on Durant and the society we live in, where people get these Twitter pitchfork outrages. Where is he? Why isn't he playing? He's already checked out. He's off to New York. where I think athletes or people in general feel compelled to answer it, and it cost him. But I do have a conspiracy.
But see, okay, well, I don't care about your stupid conspiracy. But what is wrong with an athlete answering the call? What is wrong with a guy saying, I choose to play. I want to play. I want to prove the doubters wrong. I want to do it for my team. I want to win the championship. I mean, are we now going to critique guys for playing? Is now Kawhi Leonard going to be the golden boy for not playing? We need more Kawhi Leonards who sit out entire seasons.
Kawhi Leonard was certainly more suspicious of the medical care he was receiving and bolted San Antonio and became the best player in the game, partly because
All right.
And now back up just a second. You say, what's wrong with, you know, Kevin Durant wanting to win a championship? You really think that was his motive?
I think there were a lot of motives, and I think it's disingenuous for you to try to attach motives that may not exist.
Okay, you're right, but we're just spitballing, throwing opinions.
No, we're stating facts.
And look, there could be no blame whatsoever.
Or there could be a lot of blame.
Right. I want to find out. I want to find out if, because people are criticizing the Warriors for not making him getting a second opinion, or himself for not getting a second opinion. Do we know that there was never a second opinion? No. We have no idea.
No, we don't. But don't you find it? Here's my little slight conspiracy. Don't you find it odd that apparently the weekend right before when he came back, there were stories out in San Francisco, anonymous players grumbling, wondering why, Steve Kerr wondering why, and then when Steve Kerr, after the injury, was asked, he said, go talk to Bob, the GM who stood up there and cried his eyes out because he sounds like he made the ultimate call. And then here's my other conspiracy. When did the injury happen? What's today? Wednesday? 2 days ago?
Yes.
How come we still don't have a diagnosis?
Because he had his MRI yesterday.
Those diagnoses come back usually the night of.
So what are you claiming? That they know that he tore his Achilles and they don't want us to know because it's going to make the Warriors look bad?
Or he didn't tear his Achilles, but he injured himself again, and they don't want to walk back their tears, the tearful diagnosis, and the devastating news. They don't want to deal with any more criticism. Like, Achilles?
What about if it's an injury that would be with him anyway because it wasn't that, you know, it didn't break, and the only way to fix it would have been surgery, so you might as well play. If it breaks, we got to get the surgery anyway because it would have never gotten better without surgery.
Well, I mean, let's wait and see, but, I'm joking about a conspiracy theory, but I am finding it curious that everyone's just going with tore Achilles to heal and he's out for a year, and 2 days later, there isn't a whisper of that.
I just Googled Bob Wanowski and grit, and I got 20,800 results, and they're all different. So that means you've used the word grit at some point in your career 20,800 times. And I just feel like if Durant hadn't gotten hurt, he would be being celebrated with that G word, and it would be right up there with Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson playing for Kareem and Willis Reed. But because he got hurt, now we're questioning his motivation. I mean,
well, what are we supposed to do? Are you going to ignore the fact that he clearly wasn't ready physically? Obviously I'm not a doctor, but unless a doctor tells me he had a calf injury a month ago, but there's no way he could have re-injured it in a game. Unless you tell me that, he clearly was not fully healed. So somebody rushed him back or felt him. He felt compelled to come
again,
back.
Again, Matthew Stafford rushed back on the field and threw a winning touchdown pass against the Browns. Isaiah Thomas played the entire second half against the Lakers on one leg. That's what sports is made of, guys who are hurt and play through it. Nobody thought this was going to happen, and if they did, then there will be lawsuits and probably jobs on the line.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to come out as black and white as we wish it would. That's why we have to opinionate upon it and have our theories.
You mean like the Mueller report came out black and white?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But come on. Forget it. Forget what you know I've said in the past. But You don't think that Kevin Durant's defensiveness and sensitivity about how he's viewed and what people are saying about him, and he has 18 burner phones and is always going, you don't think that played a role in him going, okay, I'm going to go for it?
It might have, but that's okay.
That he's perhaps put his career or the short-term part of his career in jeopardy because of what people were saying?
Well, I don't think it's the whole reason. I think it might be a part of it, just like it could be a part of the Warriors said, you know what? He could get hurt. He could not. Well, you know, give it. We'll clear him. I mean, he certainly looked healthy in the first quarter.
Well, no, of course he looked healthy, but supposedly once you have that calf strain, the Achilles is next. That's one's connected to the other. Listen, I'm not sitting here saying anybody should be fired. You know, go ahead. Laud Kevin Durant for giving it a go. A lot of people are, and it was very admirable the way he was playing at first. But when something like that happens, you do got to get to the bottom of what led to it, which decisions led to it. I don't think you could just say, hey, it happens.
Well, okay.
Can you?
All right, well, we will lump you in with, you know, Stephen A. and Skip Bayless then.
Wait, oh, they're on that take?
I don't know. Actually,
no,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
They're on the Warriors.
The ones who are anti-Warrior are, I think, Barkley, Jalen, and Rob Parker. That's all I've heard. So I
wait, anti-Warrior meaning the Warriors pushed them?
Yeah, Warriors. Yeah, Warriors are completely
Warriors are to blame, right?
I think they probably nudged them at least, don't you?
I think there was some nudging.
Nudge, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we don't have any time to talk women's soccer or college baseball, so we'll have to table that until next time.
Unbelievable. They ran up the score on Thailand.
Thailand. Yeah.
They ran it up.
It's an outrage. All right, Bob, thanks for the time. As always, there he is, Wednesdays with Wojo.
Woo-hoo!
On 97.1, Woo-hoo! The Ticket. By the way, we do not have a winner yet for the Tiger. Oh, we do have a winner. Oh, we have a winner. Congratulations.
Beautiful.
We'll tell you who that is coming up next on 97.1, The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.